you for coming, especially on a rainy night like this. We'll talk about the rain maybe by the second Torah, Mitzvah Hashem, but we'll start with the Torah, which we mentioned in Shul a couple of Shabbos ago, but not the whole Hashlom of it. The Shaychis to the Yom and the Rayim and the Shiluach HaKein. We'll chazer some of the Nyonim, but we'll try to bring it towards the Inyan of Sukkos. But see, really don't need, we'll just begin with this. We really don't need a sukkah to be margish the oiris of sukkahs. Because really, the sukkah is generated by what the Torah calls the Chag HaAsif. And the Indian of the Chag HaAsif means an Asif of Klal Yisrael. Like Yaakov Inu says, he tells his children, come close, and I'll tell you what will happen at the end of days. This idea of Acharis Hayamim means the end of the year, which is Sukkot time. And Yaakov is telling his children, come close, and I will tell you what's going to happen to you at the end of days. And this is a special to Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov is the one who corresponds to Sukkot out of all the Avos HaKadoshim. Avram is Pesach, we know, Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkot. So here Yaakov is saying, Hey Asu V'Agidu Lachem. Sukkot is telling his children, Hey Asu V'Agidu Lachem, if you come close and you're really one, then I'll tell you what will happen to you in the end of days, which is Sukkot. And the whole Yontav of Sukkot is generated by Yom HaKippurim, of which the Gemara tells us that each Jew has a chiyuv to be mafayis his chaveroi. Not just to ask mechila for him, but to be mafayis means that he should feel an achdus with another yid. As the Gemara says, Kol Yisrael ruyin leishir b'sukkah achas. Really, all of Klal Yisrael can fit into one sukkah. That's because the kedusha of the sukkah is the inyan of he'asvu, the inyan of the Chag HaAsif, the celebration of the achdus of Klal Yisrael. And it's at this point that Yaakov wanted to reveal the ketz to his children. And he was looking to see that if there would be ba'achdus, he'd be megala the ketz. But because he saw on a dachistical level that there wasn't a complete shleimus between Yosef and the brothers, which manifested after Yaakov's death, that so they come and they plead to Yosef, forgive us, and Yosef doesn't understand. What does it mean to forgive you? But it was because Yaakov sensed, or the Ruach HaKodesh within Yaakov sensed, that there wasn't a true he'asfu, so it wasn't this kind of Agidu Lachem. Couldn't tell them the ketz. Because the Gidei HaKetz is totally in that achdus. And Yom Kippur is the day of Yeshua Yisrael because of that achdus, and Sukkot is a celebration of that achdus. So the Sukkot is just the cherry on top. But really the iris of the Chag has to do with Klal Yisrael sitting together, that nobody should have any tainus, that everybody should feel as children to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that sense of oneness with each other is the real or of the Chag. So we may not have that or makif, but that or pnimi, that pnimistic or of Sukkot is certainly shayri here, thanks to everybody who came, and to how we feel with each other, and how we try to grow with each other, and to inspire each other constantly. The mitzvah Shiluach HaKein is one of those mitzvahs which, unless you have a good friend, you don't really get to fulfill this mitzvah on your average day. And of course the Torah tells us that in the schar of this mitzvah that we're zayich to arichas yomim. And this idea of arichas yomim, of course, doesn't just mean in this world, it means in the next world. And Chazal really note that even a mitzvah kala has attached to it arichas yomim. Why should that be? Bechlal, we know also that the Arizal reveals to us that the whole secret of these days from Elul to the end of Shemini Atzeres is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, Hanoisim Bayom Derech. That Hashem Yisroch makes pathways through the seas. And of course, Shivim Panam Latayrah. But according to this Derech, Amitz Hashem, what is the Derech of Hanaisim Mayam Derech? Of course, it's the Yortzeit of Rabbi Nachman, Chassid Yogin Aleinu. And although it's not really a Breslover Inyan, it's really a Chassidish Inyan. that a chassid goes to his Rebbe on Rosh Hashanah. But the Brezel Rechassidim take this very seriously, because Rabbi Nachman said that he wants all of his chassidim by his kever. He wants all of his chassidim by him on Rosh Hashanah, like Rabbi Nassan explained. And some Mele were so machper in this that even people who are not Brezel Rechassidim are careful to be Mekayim this inyan. But what's this inyan to be by the tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah? There's another question related to Rosh Hashanah, and we'll see Mitzvah Shem how it attaches to Sukkot, because this we certainly did not explain a few weeks ago. But why is it that we read the Kriyas HaTayas which we read by Rosh Hashanah? We read about Avram and Yitzchak, by the Akedah. Puzzlingly, we read about the Shiluach, that sending away of Hagar and Yishmael. What does this have to do with Rosh Hashanah B'chalah? So the Torah tells us, Shaleach teshalach esayim esabanim tikach lach. You have to send away the mother bird. And by doing so, esabanim tikach lach. And then you take the children. So the Zohar reveals a tremendous secret about this mitzvah. That by sending away the mother bird and awakening the cries of the baby birds, awakens, in turn, the aura of the geula. What happens is that there's a chain effect which takes place, that when a yid comes and he shoos away the mother bird for no apparent reason, and then these babies, they start to cry out. So it makes that there should be a crying out of many different inyonim in Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to hear that there's a big awakening of cries, and he says, these little birds are crying, and they wake such a hisiris. My children have been crying for thousands of years, and there's no hisiris. I haven't done anything about it. So to us, Shiluach HaKein is a chayik. It's a mitzvah which the Gemara calls a mitzvah kala, but in Pimis HaTorah, it turns the world upside down. Ad kedei kach, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the heichal, which is called the heichal of Mashiach, is called the heichal kantzipor. That the neshama of Mashiach is in a place, in a certain heichal, which is called the heichal kantzipor. And the inyan of the sending away the mother bird and taking the banim, the oimik of what this is as follows. Really, we know that the mother has tremendous compassion on her children. The mother, from day one, from the conception of the child, she's raising this child, and she raises that child in a place called the Rechem. And the Rechem is that place of Rachmanas. And forever and ever, the mother has Rachmanas on her children because that child is a part of the mother. In Pnimis HaTzayra, and I know we have some ladies here, and this is a different twist in understanding the sinyan of Rachmanas, is that a father also has tremendous Rachmanas on his children. And the Rachmanas that a father has on his children is very different than the Rachmanas that a mother has on her children. That the mother has Rachmanas on her children, that all the needs should be taken care of the child. The immediate attention, the love and care. But the love of the father is a very different type of a love, and although it's not revealed as much as the mother's love, it runs from a very deep place that the father has for his child. That the father wants very much that his child should be matzliach in this world and to be zeiche to the great good that Hashem has in store for that child in this world and in the next world. And that's the secret of Arichas Yomim Shiluach HaKein. Like the Gemara says, that the Arichas Yomim Shiluach HaKein is not in this world, it's in the next world. And the father, even more than the mother, is looking out for the Arichas Yomim of the child. And the father many times will use Midas Adin for his children in order to condition them and to encourage them to walk in the Derech Hashem, because that's what's best for the child and that's his purpose in creation. And we find that many times the mothers and the fathers will clash, not because they don't love the children, because they love the children so much and in different ways. That's not to say, Chalila, that the mother doesn't see that end, and it doesn't mean to say, Chalila, that the father doesn't see the immediate attention either. But when we speak about the Rachmanis that Hashem Yisparach has on Klai Yisrael, we say, Kirachim of Albanim, Kein Tirachim Hashem Aleinu. And as the Torah notes, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyasser us, that when we suffer Yisurin, so the Torah says, Me'avas Hashem Eschem, it's because Hashem loves you that He's miyasser you. Like a father to his child. And we see this strikingly by the Akedah. The Medrash tells us that when it came time for the Nisayin of the Akedah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the Medrash note says that he was afraid to tell Sarah about this mitzvah called the Akedah, because he knew that Sarah would resist and she wouldn't go along with it. So Avraham Avinu told Sarah, different girsas in the Medrash. One girsa says that he was taking him to a faraway place to learn. He says, I've been learning Torah since 3 years old. This young lad hasn't been learning Torah at all. I have to take him to a faraway yeshiva, and then Sarah consented. Another version says that Avram left early in the morning while Sarah was sleeping, but he didn't want to have that mania of Sarah. You know why? Because Sarah's rachmanis on Yitzhak wouldn't allow it. But Avram, because his deeper rachmanis for Yitzhak, that place of Kracham of Albanim, that he knew that although he was taking Yitzhak to the altar to be shechted, this would be good for the Arichas Yomim of Yitzhak. That for the Nitzchias of Yitzhak, which Avram was looking out for, this would be good for him. And in order to bring Yitzhak to the Akedah, Avram had to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shaleach Teshalach Esaim, to send away the mother, which was Sarah, Esabanim Tikach Lach, and to take his child and to bring him to the Mizbeach. So therefore, Avraham Avinu was mekayim by the Akedah the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, by sending away Sarah, and he literally sent away Sarah. Parcha, Chazal say, Parcha Nishmasa. Parcha is like a bird. Parcha Nishmasa. Yesabanam Tikach Lach, but he gave Yitzhak eternity because of that. And it's for this reason why on Rosh Hashanah that we read about the Akedah as it pertains to Shiluach HaKein, as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem. But in the schus of this mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, Avraham Avinu was zeichet tarichas yamim. As the Torah says in the subsequent parasha, Parashat Chayisara, Avraham zakein, baba yamim. Avraham was zeichet to that Indian of arichas yamim. And that's why we dip the honey in dvash on Rosh Hashanah. As Bnei Yisraelchan, another tzaddikim note, that dvash is begamachia of harachamim. And like we say by the Micha Meicha, it's Micha Meicha of harachamim. Zoyechi Yitzu of the Chaim Berachamim. And we say that in Rosh Hashanah because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us L'chaim Olamavis, but we know that it comes from one source, that's called the Av HaRachamim, that eternally HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for our good. And we dip that honey in that Devash as if to say, you are the Av HaRachamim. And the Av HaRachamim knows the inyan of Shaleach Teshal Chasayim V'Sabanim Tikach Lach. We find the same inyan by Avraham when it comes to Yishmael and Hagar. That Sarah says to Avraham Avinu, you should send away Yishmael and Hagar. And Avraham has a very time swallowing this, and he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, is this right? And Hashem says, Kol Asher Tamar Lecha Sarah Shema B'Koyla. As Rashi points out, Shema L'Kol Ruach HaKadosh Shalom. Listen to her Ruach HaKadosh and send away Yishmael and Hagar. What was Avraham's contention with this? Why did he think that there was something wrong with this? Because Avraham Avinu wanted to be Mekayim the mitzvah of what? Shaleach Teshalach Esa'im. That he knew that it was Hagar's influence. Hagar came from Mitzrayim and she was influencing Yishmael in a negative way. But why send away Hagar and Yishmael? Send away Hagar to take Yishmael and he can raise Yishmael to be a tzaddik. But here Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, this is an exception. You have to send away Hagar and you have to send away Yishmael. But Avraham wanted to be mekayem the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And that's why this episode is right before the episode of the Akedah. We read both of them on Rosh Hashanah because they both have to do with the inyan of Shaleach Teshalach Esa'im V'Sabanim Tikach Lach, which we see that Avraham wanted to be mekayem. This theme carries over also to Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, we read about the Maftir Yohina. And the whole story of Yonah is exactly this. That here you have Yonah on a boat, and the boat is about to sink. So what happens? They drew the lot, and then Yonah is thrown off the boat. So the throwing Yonah off the boat is called what? Shaleach Teshalach Esaim. His name is Yonah. He's a bird. So when you throw Yonah off of the Teva, that's called Shaleach Teshalach Esaim. You're throwing away the bird. You're throwing away Yonah. In order to do what? To save everybody else on the boat. V'esabanim tikach lach. You take away the children. They keep the children. That's why it's called Maftir Yonah, because the word Maftir means to send away, to pater. It's called Maftir Yonah. Send away the Yonah. When we do that on Yom Kippur, we awaken the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rachmana Se'av Rachamim on that day of the Geul of Yeshua Yisrael, to awaken the Hechel, the Kan Hechel Tzipor, and that brings us to Ne'ilah. Because you can't come to Ne'ilah without being Ma'ir, this Kan Tzipor, this Hechel. It's therefore the Kriya of the Maftir by Minchat on Yom Kippur, which gives us entry into Ne'ilah. In fact, the Zohar Kodesh says so by the very first sending away of the Yonah, which goes back to Parshas Nayach. The Zohar says explicitly in Tikkunei Zohar, Shaleach tishalach es ha'em, hadahu dechsev, vayishlach es hayoina me'itai. Noach was also stuck in a very difficult place. The marble was everywhere, and Noach needed a Yeshua. How was he able to be ma'ar the Yeshua? Shaleach tishalach es ha'em. He took the Yonah, and he sent the Yonah off the boat. And immediately after that, he had his Yeshua. He was mekayim the mitzvah of shaleach tishalach es ha'em. V'savanim tikach lach, and he was saved. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah we make a special mention of Noach. We say, V'gam es Noach v'ahava zacharta. You remember Noach. Because of this shaleach tishalach es ha'em, there's a remembrance. And that too, Noach was zechet to tremendous arichas yamim from that mitzvah. Although he was 600 at the time, he was already a very old man. He lived another 300 some odd years, 360 years after that. He was one of the longest living people who ever lived, Noach. Kind of myth of Shiloh HaKein. And it's chayav that is arichas yamim. In the Haftarah Rosh Hashanah, we read about Chana. We read about Chana. And the story of Chana is very similar. And that Chana, that she was zeichet to this special child called Shmuel. And she made a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that if she would be zeichet to a child, she would raise this child in the Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered that neder, and she was mekayim upon herself, shaleach tishalach haseim. She sent herself away, meaning that although she had that rachmanis, that she wanted to raise this beautiful child herself, and in order to awaken the schus to have a child, she was mekayim shaleach tishalach haseim. She sent herself away and sent him to the Beis HaMikdash to learn by Eli. And that's why the Medrash says, Shaleach teshalach esayim esabonim tikach lach, that in the schus of Shiluach HaKein, you will be zeichet to children if you can't have children. And that's why Chana, in the schus of her own Shaleach teshalach esayim, she was zeichet to Pekidus HaKaris to have that child Shmuel, esabonim tikach lach. The Gemara learns out the makar for the Tkiya Shofar from Sisera. That the mother of Sisera, that when Sisera went into battle, the evil Sisera against Barak and the Vayra, and he didn't come home because it was his minhag that whenever he was victorious, he would come home straight to his mother, and she was waiting by the window. And she was crying, waiting for him. So we learn out that her koilus is where we learn out that to Yaveh the Aim Simisa, that she cried, we learn out that from there. The Tkiyas HaShofar. What's the Shaykhis? But the Inyan is like this as follows. Is that there's Aim Sisera, which tells us that the cries of the Shofar are the cries of a mother crying for her children. That's called Shaleach Teshalach HaSeim. That you send away the mother bird. That in this case, she was sent away from her child because he had to go to war and he never came back and she cried those tears. That's called Shaleach Teshalach HaSeim Tikka Kurais. That's the coil of the Shofar. So where's the best of Banim Tikach Lach? Because we know the Gemara tells us, Mi Beibanav Shal Sisra Lomdu Torah B'Yerushalayim. That the great-great-grandchildren of Sisra learned Torah in Yerushalayim. So from Sisra, best of Banim Tikach Lach, we take from Sisra, from his children, we take from Klai, so we take those children of Sisra. His children were in his Gaia. But we had to first send away Aim Sisra. And when we send away Aim Sisera, and Sisera dies in battle, later on, v'esabanim tikach lach, we take from his children. The root of this mitzvah really goes to what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Shechita, where he discusses the halachas of Shiluach HaKein. That the Rambam writes, as a very interesting halacha based on the Gemara, that if a bird which is not the mother of the child is on the child, it's on the banim, is there a mitzvah Shiluach HaKein or not? The Gemara says, yes, there is. It doesn't have to be the mother. Even if it's not the mother, there's a mitzvah to send away the mother burden to take the children. What this is telling us, Rabbi Isai, is that really Aim Sisera is not the mother of Sisera. Because Sisera really has a Yiddish Shairish. But Afal Pichin is an Indian to send away Aim Sisera in order to futurely take the children of Sisera. And really what this goes back to is that it goes back to Yimei HaMitzarim. By the Yimei HaMitzarim, the Pasuk writes, and the Zohar quotes this Pasuk by the Mitzvah of Shiduch HaKein, U'bepisheichem, because of your sins, Shulcha Imchem, your mother was sent away. And that's called Shalech, the Shalech Esaim, that the Shechina was banished because of our Averis. And you know what happens when you send away the Shechina from Klal Yisrael? You know who comes on top of Klal Yisrael? All the other nations of the world are on top of us. And so therefore, what happens by Tekiyah Shofar is that we blow away, we send away that Aim Sisera, that evil mother, that nation of the world who's in, which is called Rome or whatever it is, whatever nation is enslaving us, we send it away. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina can come back and settle on Klal Yisrael. Even if it's not our mother, we send it away. And this is Merumas in the Soid of the Shofar itself. Because the Arizal explains the secret of the Shofar as follows. The Ari explains that when it comes Rosh Hashanah, there's a deep sleep which falls upon the Zerampin, which is the Zachar. And the mother, the Ima, which is on top of the Zachar, leaves him. And that Ima goes on top of the Nukva, which is the daughter. And when we blow the shofar, what we do is that Ima leaves the Bas and she goes back to the Zachar. You know what that is, everybody say? That's called Shiluach HaKein. By blowing the shofar, we send away that Ima, that Shechina, which is on top of the Bas, because she doesn't belong on top of the Bas. In Pnimius HaTorah, the Bas is the Mid of Din. And the Zachar is the Mid of Rachamim, like we said before, that the Zachar has a deeper Rachamim than the Bas. And so when we blow away, when we shoo away the Ima from the Bas, and the Bas goes back to the Zachar, that's a keem of the mitzvah of Shiduach HaKein. So the Shofar itself is an inyan of Shiduach HaKein. Before we move on to discuss the sin of Shofar, I don't want to forget to make mention of Moshe Rabbeinu as he pertains to Shiduach HaKein, because tonight is the Shviz of the Moshe. One of the most puzzling Chazals in the Torah is the Chazal which says, and you'll see the connection right away, that Yocheved, that he divorced his wife, Amram divorced his wife Yocheved. How could it be? And Chazal said that not only did Amram do that, but the whole nation followed suit and everybody divorced their wives. How could that be? You know what that is? You know what he wanted to be Mekayim? Shaleach Teshalach Haseim. Because he saw that Noach was Ma'ir the Geula by Shaleach Teshalach Haseim. So he looked at Noach and he said, Noach was Ma'ir a big Geula for himself. So he stood up and he divorced Yocheved. Shaleach Teshalach Haseim. He took the children and he sent Yocheved away. I said, I'll keep Aaron and Miriam and you're going away. Go back to your father's house. And in doing so, he was Ma'ir the Geula. Because out of that gave birth to who? To Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe was the neshama of Noach. Because since Amram looked to Noach to learn that inyan of Shaleach Teshalach Haseim, he was zechet to the neshama of Noach, which is the neshama of Moshe. And in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, when he was told to be the goyel of Mitzrayim, what did he do to Tzipora? Shaleach Teshalach, he gave her a get. And Tzipora is a lashon of a what? Of a bird. So when Moshe sends away Tzipora, that's called Shaleach Teshalach Haseim. And by doing so, he was Ma'ir the Gulag for Klal Yisrael. The Torah uses that lashon, Achar Shiluchaha. Torah says about Tzipora, that he was Mishaleacher. Mishaleacher. And in fact, Basi did the same thing to be Zeichet to Moshe. Because Basi went down to the river. And by doing going to the river, she was Shaleach Teshalach Haseim. She said away with all of her Mesaira, the Torah Simacha, she said goodbye. She went to be the sky. She was Mekam on her own way, Shaleach Teshalach Haseim. And so immediately what happened? Vesabanim Tikach Lach. She took Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Torah says, Vatishlach Es Amasa. You know what that means? Vatishlach Es Amasa? She sent away the mother. And that's when she found Moshe. Vatishlach Es Amasa. That's the moment that she stretched out her hand and she found Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that the whole Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim was besorah to the Indian of what? Shiluach HaKein. That's why it's not a coincidence that by doing that, they casted away Paro from on top of Klal Yisrael. And later on, Yonah goes to Nineveh. Who does he confront? Melech Nineveh? That's Paro. So Yonah himself, who was Mekayim the Inyan of Shiduach HaKein, finds Paro, who was Mekayim the Inyan of Shiduach HaKein, who was, I guess, at the other end of Shiduach HaKein, and Paro does a tshuva. This time he does a tshuva. Coming back to the shofar, as we explained, that the Zayar taught us, that this shmuz really goes back to the Yemei HaMitzarim, to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that the Shechina was on the Churban, was on the Beis HaMikdash. It was on the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem sent away the Shechina from the Beis HaMikdash. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, but when, as Chazal say, he had a choice to destroy Bnei Yisrael or to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And who did he choose? To destroy the Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Shalach to Shalach HaSaim. Send away the Shechina from the Bayis, which is called the Aim, which is called the Khan, it's called the Beis HaMikdash, the Zohar says. In order, what? To save Bnei Yisrael, as Abanim Tikach Loch. But because of that, that the Shechina left the Bayis and it went into Golas, and Klai, so we have no mother protecting us anymore, that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and fell into the hands of our enemies. And the Shofar comes along in Rosh Hashanah and blows away our enemies so that the Shechina can come back on top of Bnei Yisrael. And it goes very nicely with the Gemara, that the sinyan of Shofar is associated with Shiduach HaKein. Because the Gemara says, Shaleach Tishalach, which is, by the way, the Lashon of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shlachna Biyat Tishlach, Shalach Tishalach. What does the Gemara say, Shaleach Tishalach? Afilu Meya Pa'amim. Even 100 times you have to be Mishalech Zayim. How many times do we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? 100 times. That's called Shaleach Tishalach Afilu Meya Pa'amim. And the Gemara says, how do you know that even if you find a Khan Sipor in the Yam, that you have to be Mekayim Shaleach Teshalach Esayim even in the Yam? Shenemar Hanoisein Bayam Derech. It's one of the only times in all of Shas the Pasuk is quoted. Hanoisein Bayam Derech. That's the Pasuk of before. That's the secret of Chodesh Elul, says the Arizal. Dafka and Chulin in that Sugya of Shiduach HaKein, we find the Pasuk of Hanoisein Bayam Derech. We mentioned Agav, that it's Merum is in the Simonim. Silka is being Misaleak Esaim. Gizra is the Gzeira of Shiluach HaKein. Ruvia is the Lashon of Targum on the Pasuk. Rival Afrechim. Karti is there too. It's in the Simonim is on Rosh Hashanah, you find the Inyan of Shiluach HaKein. Now let's come to the Sukkah. You don't have to look very hard to find the Inyan of Sukkah and Shiluach HaKein. The reason why, if you just open up Tikkun Ezayir in the Hakdam to Tikkun Ezayir, it says explicitly the Inyan of the Sukkah Shiluach HaKein. Not only that, but on Daf Vav Amud Beis, it repeats itself and says the same Yisayir. So you can't even open up a Tikkun Ezayir without seeing the Yisayir of the connection between Shiluach HaKein and the Sukkah. And based on what we said before, you'll be able to see how it fits Siyata Deshmaya right into this Yisayir. Listen to the words, first of all, of Tikkun Ezayir. Tikkun Ezayir says, Ki yikare kan tzipor lefanecha, da sukkah. The ihi ima ila. That the sukkah is what's called ima ila. And it doesn't stop there. It takes apart all the arba minim. The pasuk says like this, Ki yikare kan tzipor lefanecha, b'chol eitz, b'afreichim, oy beitzim. Listen to what the Ezayir says. B'chol eitz, hadu hudichzibu, lakachten lecham yom arishon, pri eitz. Afreichim, these are the 7 days of Sukkot. O Beitzim, these are the Sheva HaKafos. I mean, everything in Sukkot is alluded to in the Sugya of Shiluach HaKein. So what's the Inyan of the Khan Tzipor, the Sukkah? Why is that called the Ima Ilo? What does that have to do with this? Because like we said, U'b'pishuichem shulal chimchem, you sent away your mother with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the enemies came upon us. The Shofar blows them away. And when does the Shechina come back to Klal Yisrael? In the Sukkah. When we're sitting in the sukkah, we're sitting in the Khan Sipor. And when we come into that nest, and then the mother comes on top of us, the Shekhinah is resting on us, we're in the Khan Sipor. We are in that Khan Sipor. We're finding underneath our mother again, which is Shekhinah, which is the Ima Ilah. And that's that in the Hakdama to Tikkuni Zohar, it says the same thing. Ki yikare kan tzibar, al kan ditzipara da itmar v'sukka tihye letzel yoyma. V'sukka tihye letzel yoyma. And that has a historius from the Shofar. It goes very nicely because the Mishkan Shkolim says that they would make donations to purchase things for the Beis HaMikdash. And there were 13 shofars, they were called. 13 boxes that they would put it in. One of the boxes of these shofars was called what? Kinin v'goizle oila. That's the way they would buy kinin, which is the bird. They're called kinin v'goizle oila. And it's called a shofar. It's called a shofar. So with this we can understand why it is that Rosh Hashanah are days which are called Arichas Yomim. Because in Halacha we know that the status of Rosh Hashanah, going back to our questions, Rosh Hashanah has a halachic status of a 2-day Yontif, which is not just really 2-day Yontif, it's really a 1-day 2-day Yontif. And Halacha is called what? Yoima Arichta. And since Rosh Hashanah is associated with Shiduah HaKein, that's why it's a Yoima Arichta. Because Yoima Arichta means Arichas Yomim. That's the Schar of Arichas Yomim, which is associated with Shiluach HaKein. So what's the inyan of going to the Tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah? What does it have to do with anything? The Teretz is that the father wants to go to the Tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah. You know what happens? The mother protests and she says, how could you go? It's Yontif. How could you take the children? How could you take the children away? But the father wants to take his children to the Tzaddik. But the truth is that it never says anywhere in Rosh Hashanah, like it says with Yomim Tovim, it doesn't say Usmachtem Ato Veischa V'cho Veischa. It doesn't say that in Rosh Hashanah. It never says anything about that in Rosh Hashanah. I feel guilty saying this because I don't do this, but this is the inyan in its makor as Azoy. Is that there's an inyan on Rosh Hashanah by the tzaddikim that they understood that it was an inyan of Shaleach Teshalach Esaim. That although the mother is saying, don't take, but the father knows, you have to see the tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah. You have to see the avoid of the tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah. In order that the children should have a richas yamin, that he should know how a tzaddik serves the Ribbono Shel Olam, what it means to see a tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah, the Amadin, and how he serves Hashem with all of his koyches. He wants to give that child a richas yamin, so that's called karachim of albanim terachim Hashem alim. Shalech teshalach esayim es albanim tikachloch, to give him that a richas yamin. And that's in the Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman was ma'ayir a tremendous shiduach hakein in the belt. A tremendous shiduach hakein in the belt. That although it would seem like it's not, it has no shayches, but he was ma'ayir this shiduach hakein. This inyan, this mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah of shilach tashachas ayim v'sabanim tikachlach. It goes very nicely based on the remez that my Rabbi says. He says, ki yikari kan tzibor is gematria Rosh Hashanah. He didn't explain it in this context, but in this context it fits like a glove. Ki yekare kan tzipor es b'gematria Rosh Hashanah. Shaleach teshalach. I don't want to mess this up. Shaleach teshalach was a different gematria. It was gematria truas. But ve'es habanim tikach is gematria Aleph Tishrei. Aleph Tishrei. And gotta get sukkahs in here. And it's gonna be hard to find. So there was another gematria b'chag sukkahs. What? Oh, cut it out. B'chag sukkahs is another gematria, which I'm not seeing right now. Okay. We should be zeichet to be able to learn from here, to see from this, that these days is a culmination of an entire tkufa. And we should be zeichet that in inculcating within ourselves this very deep rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have, that we say endless times, Hashem, Hashem, karachum echanon, karachum echanon, karachum echanon, what that is to, that we should be able to take within ourselves that karachim of albanim kein tarachim Hashem aleinu. To be zeichet to that rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Zeh HaKadosh says, v'nakei lo yinakeh, because the word nake, lo yinake, is from the word kana, the word kan. And every time we say yinake, lo yinake, lakei, lo yinake, we're being ma'ayir this inyan of kan sipor every time we say so. And we're finally sitting in that katsipa, right? Not this moment, but on Sukkot we're sitting in that katsipa. We should be zeicha not just to sit in this katsipa, but through all of this avoid of katsipa throughout this kufa to be ma'ore, the ultimate gilui of the heichal katsipa. As my Rebbe says, ki ikari katsipa is also gematria of the two Mashiachim, Menachem ben Nechemya ben Chushiel, Menachem ben Amiel. That's Mashiach ben Yosef's name, Mashiach ben David's name. It's gematria ki ikari katsipa. We zeicha to be awakened that heichal of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Be as quiet as I can.